At that time, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciple standing whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And after that he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this week, within this week, we've celebrated the Assumption only several days ago. And the liturgy of the Church has many days in honor of Our Lady. Sometimes people may wonder, why is Our Lady honored so much in the liturgy of the Church when in the New Testament she is not mentioned much at all? There is very little said about Our Lady in the New Testament. However, where she appears is at the most important times in the life of Jesus Christ. And God willed that Our Lady be recognized in these great moments of redemption. In the Gospel for today's Mass, we see Jesus on the cross. This is part of the Gospel of Good Friday when we hear about the pious death of Jesus. There on the cross, Jesus is fulfilling his mission. He is entering into the new covenant in his blood. He is sacrificing his blood to seal our relationship with our Heavenly Father. There, Christ is moving into the definitive Passover, when he will pass over from death into life everlasting and resurrection. This is his mission. He achieves it. This is the high point of his love for us. As he says, "No one has greater love than this, but to lay down his life for his friends." And that's what he does on the cross. But it's as if in this moment of redemption, this moment of the death of Christ, he wants to do more. And he tells us, "Behold your mother." He gives us Our Lady in that moment. Nothing could be greater than his suffering and death on the cross. And yet, in his superabundant love for us, he gives us Our Lady. He tells us, "Look, there is your mother." Jesus introduces devotion to Our Lady on the cross. The Church did not invent it. We received it from Jesus. No one was more devoted to Our Lady than Jesus Christ. And he teaches us to follow his example in loving his own mother. You know, when we go through life, we can face many challenges. Things can go ways we do not expect. We may think things are going to go one way, then all of a sudden they change on us. So our life's journey is quite difficult on this road of life. But even our relationship to God has its challenges. Our own weakness, our own spiritual frailty, and also the spiritual forces of evil try to break our relationship to God or to confuse it. We see in the Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve became confused about God after they sinned. They did not have a good, true understanding of who God is. And so this sort of confused understanding of God can affect us as well. So we don't know what to do. Our life's journey can be difficult. We can have many sorrows and tragedies or sufferings and crosses. And our relationship to God is challenged as well. And in the midst of this, Jesus says, "Behold your mother." He tells you, at the high point of his suffering, go to Our Lady, look to her. St. Bernard of Clairvaux had this phrase he used to say. He would say, "Think of Mary, call upon Mary." And that's what we learn from the Lord Jesus. Mary is the Queen of Earth and the Queen of Heaven. And so she knows how to go through life's journey in this world with perfect hope in God. She's the Queen of Heaven, so she knows how to live perfectly in relationship to God. She is daughter of God the Father, mother of God the Son, and spouse of God the Holy Spirit. She is the master of our relationship to God. And so, Jesus tells us to go to her. Behold, she is our mother. And so we should go to her. In the face of the difficulties of our life's journey, in the face of whatever crosses we must carry, we go to Mary. We think of her and call upon her. In the face of trying to understand how to relate to the good God, trying to understand his divine providence and his plan for our lives, we go to Mary. She, in her motherly care for us, takes us into her arms and helps us to trust in God as a little child would. Dear brothers and sisters, on this feast of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let us heed the wisdom of Jesus and make Mary our mother. Think of her and call upon her often. She really is our mother. She helps us so much in our necessities, in our spiritual trials and battles, in all the difficulties in life. The more we go to Mary, the more we will share in her victories, her many victories over all evil, suffering, and death. In her heart, the victory of Jesus Christ is alive. And we want that victory for ourselves as well. So we think of Mary, we call upon Mary, and we love her tenderly.